Xavier Saint's attention was fixed on one of the three TV screens in his office. The one with a publicity shot of Waverly Center floated about the ticker that threw out the news casually, as if it hadn't moved the earth under his feet. DUI accident. Injuries. Rehab. The Vulture announcers with their peroxide grins gleefully speculated on the scandal and what it could mean for the actress's career. There was speculation, of course, that Waverly had been on a downward spiral since her last breakup with leading man Dante Reed. Their on-again, off-again, volatile relationship had been fodder to the gossip sites and tabloids for 2 years. Xavier wanted a drink, a cigarette, a coma, something, anything, to get the need for Waverly out of his system. It had been 5 years. 5 years since they talked. 5 years since he felt her body under his. 5 years since she'd nearly died in front of him. And yet, it felt like yesterday. He could still remember her scent, that layer of exotic spice and a sweetness that never faded. He muted the TV and made himself another cup of coffee. Nothing he'd done in those 5 years had been able to erase her from his mind. Invictus Security had grown, first from the blood and sweat that he and his partner Micah Ross had put into the startup, and then from the notoriety of the Ganim case. Now they had offices in L.A., New York, D.C., and a brand new chapter starting in London. He'd long since retired from fieldwork and instead focused on training, consulting, and the day-to-day of running the top private security firm in the country. Everything he'd worked for since his time in the Army and Defense Clandestine Service was now his, except her. He'd followed Waverly from a safe distance that entertainment news provided. Every movie, every award, hell, even her college graduation. She'd finished a degree in psychology and international relations from Stanford in 3 years, while still managing to release a movie a year. That still lit the spark of pride in him. She'd been smarter than anyone around her gave her credit for. And now, the world was taking notice. The last 2 years had been one hit after another. The following that she'd earned from being the near victim of serial killer Les Ganim 5 years ago had grown into a huge, legitimate fan base. Waverly Center was officially a star in her own right now. She pulled in bigger paydays than most of her male co-stars. And comparisons between her and her mother, screen goddess Sylvia Sinner, were now entirely complimentary. He barely recognized her public persona these days. Gone was the frightened girl who built walls to protect herself,